everyone. Welcome back to our very last episode. I am once again joined with John, Verena, Sophia, and Tinby. And today we're going to really talk about the journey of finding acceptance. And I think I'm going to carry with me the phrase, one must imagine Sisyphus happy, especially because throughout class, we've been talking about the idea of Sisyphus. And therefore, I'm going to lead with the question, has there been a time in your life where you felt like a task was Sisyphusian or impossible to overcome?
I feel like the take I want to say is a little broad, but I feel like just high school itself in its entirety was a little bit like a Sisyphean task. Back in fifth grade when I imagined 12 whole grades and I was like, how am I not even halfway done? But like going through and doing daily assignments and then going to your next class and just kind of restarting the day every day was tiring, but there were definitely parts where I felt like I was sincerely enjoying myself. I would actually go as far to say, like, most of the time I was enjoying myself. Some parts were, you know, suffering in the workload, but I had friends who were doing classes with me and who I would be discussing the homework with, and I did feel like I was learning. So even if it was pushing the boulder did feel good. I felt like I was flexing my muscles, and I also felt like I wasn't like the only one who was pushing the boulder. And then guess what? I made it, and now I'm done with high school.
Yeah, I think it's important to carry with us kind of the notion that we're not exactly alone in these seemingly impossible tasks that we have to do and we have to overcome, and that there is something that we can get out of it. And to which I now ask, how do we get over them, or how do you do it personally?
Personally, I like to like talk it out with either a close friend or like my mom or someone who understands what I'm going through or like what the problem is, and she can like help me take it step by step and kind of just overcome whatever it is that I'm going through.
Yeah, definitely. I think, as we talked about in episode 3, sometimes you have to take a step back. Sometimes you have to take a breather. You have to break it down in digestible chunks. But sometimes it still feels like it's a little bit unfair to go through so many hardships. And so now I kind of want to ask, personally, do you feel as if there's any importance to hardship?
I could answer this one. I feel like that hardship, or at least for me personally, it really shaped my own independence. Even applying to college, like, my family was always like proud and surprised at the fact that I took care of almost like virtually everything by myself. Applying, taking care of financial aspects, scholarships, all of that. I didn't really want to burden my parents with any of that stuff. But it was difficult in its own way. And I feel like the ongoing journey is still shaping me. It taught me still of autonomy and self-reliance. I feel like if everything was handed easy to me, or if I had someone that was always going to guide me on the way, I wouldn't be able to take myself out of situations like that. And it also gives me this assurance, like, hey, if I get into these sort of situations again, that I can rely on myself.
Yeah, that mental image of pushing a boulder up a hill, you are kind of building that strength. You are building those skills that is not just all infutile. And I guess related to what you were talking about, how do we find joy in these tough situations?
Well, philosophers would say find joy in the tough situation itself and in the struggle. But I don't think that's very pragmatic. I mean, the whole point of a tough situation is that it's inherently uncomfortable. I'd say the more realistic way is through community. This has already been touched on before, but I think having people who can help you through those tough situations, and especially after they're over, having those moments where you're like, wow, we've really overcome this together, makes those tough situations a lot more bearable.
Yeah, I remember that, like, as we were playing video games for Humanities 101, I found that sometimes the most enjoyable aspects was quite literally just talking to my peers or talking to other classmates or having these class discussions about the game. as we are ending the first quarter of college, what do you find is something that you've had to accept about yourself?
I think I can also answer this one. I feel like I learned this the hard way, but especially within the first quarter, I learned that I'm not always going to get it the first time. Even when I'm looking around to my peers and seeing them all being at a different skill level than me or having a different strength than me, obviously I'm not saying like, oh, I can get everything first try. I don't need help at all. But I kind of had to learn to give myself a little bit of grace, even in tough situations, and understand that my capability is something that needs to be built on. It is not an expectation. And I feel like that I'm still learning it, but I learned it definitely in the hard way with a few assignments when I realized that, okay, this might not be my strong suit, and that is completely okay.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there is a sort of personal journey that we kind of all have to go through in realizing and acknowledging our faults, in sort of accepting that we're not always going to get it the first time, that it is hard to push the boulder up the hill, so to speak. But kind of as we've been talking about, not just in this episode, but I would even argue the entire podcast as a whole, it's not something that can be individually done. That there is importance in recognizing that you're not alone, and there is importance in community. I would like to thank you all for not just being my peers, but also being my co-hosts, for joining me on this podcast. It's been an absolute blast, and I would also like to thank you, the listener, for coming along on this sort of little journey of ours. So with that, we close the last episode of our podcast. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Hope you all enjoyed it.